to be able to see in somebody else's lens. And obviously you're not always going to be on point, not always going to be where exactly, you know, he may want you when he calls that, but that's what we're working towards. It's fun. It's challenging. We're gaining, you know, I'm gaining more knowledge and coaches gaining more knowledge on me and how I play, and off the field, on the field, on the sideline in games and things like that is, you know, where it's going to be at, and, you know, where we're going to keep growing.
That was Caleb Williams from his availability yesterday at Hallis Hall. A reminder, he joins us, Raheem Ian Harris with Mark Grody, at 1 o'clock. We are continuing to talk about not only the fact that the Bears starters, as we heard from Ben Johnson on the Hogan Johns podcast, are not expected to play. He said 9 and 9, so 2 are and 2 are. We're trying to figure out who they are. We're also examining just what the latest is with Caleb Williams. I know he spoke yesterday. There was a lot of discourse, as there always is, about things that people are seeing, videos that are being posted from training camp. At least the Bears aren't preventing people from posting videos. That's still something where reporters can still report. But this, I feel like, went from a simmer to a boil. The neck drill and how, because it wasn't perfect, it is now the subject of a lot of conversation. When I think what we've seen, Mark, is that the whole point of training camp for Caleb, at least, and the offense, seems to be putting them in conflict so they get better. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's a big part of what Ben Johnson has been pretty transparent about, that they are throwing tons at him, see what they can handle, and then eventually you begin to pare things down. Like today will be a big day in terms of that. Today will be a day probably where they're asking Caleb Williams, what are you comfortable with here when you go up against the Miami Dolphins? Maybe they start to pare it down just a little bit. But yeah, that's good. I mean, you got to, as Matt Nagy would say, and I talked about this a little bit with Dan Weider on the Take the North podcast, and I hate to use this, but it's true. There is a callousing that needs to go on during a training camp to really feel it in every way, shape, and form.
Especially when the general manager said they skipped steps last year and he saw how it hurt the team during the season.
Right. Oh, yeah. And trust me, Ben Johnson, even though he plays dumb about last year, he was prepped on everything that went down last year. So you can see him doing the opposite in some cases, like that big physical practice they had the other day with the skirmishes and guys like Brad Biggs saying it's the most physical practice. It's Platteville, basically, back in the two-a-day days. I mean, that is something for sure.
Yeah, and frustrate the heck out of this group so they don't quit during games. That's part of my issue here, and I don't think we necessarily saw that, especially later in the season, the later part of that 10-game losing streak where they were trying to hustle and make things happen late in games. The Fail Mary drive does come to mind because they were put in that position until that play happened from the Commanders. But I say all of that to say, like, you can't have a game like the Patriots last year happen again.
No.
And if this kind of practice is what prevents that from happening, then I'm good with it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and they've been pointing to this thing forever to be the practice that stands out. So hopefully that's the case here today.
Let's go back to part of that being very much, I think the purpose is to throw as much at the quarterback as possible. And the net drill that we've seen was part of it. Patrick Finley asked Caleb Williams about that viral video.
All right, so there's this video.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, national places, I think.
They blew it up, and it is what it is.
What happened in the video?
Yeah, so it's a quick deliver drill. So you catch it, you know, you're not, you know, trying to get the laces or anything. It's not like you're going through reads, and it's just catch, deliver, and try and deliver to the bottom left corner, and we're trying to aim as if it's a screen, and so it's a competition between us and the guys, and so how fast you can get it out, how accurate you can get it out, and they just so happened to blow that one up and not any other one. So it's a fun drill to work on, you know, accuracy, not using the laces, and also just being, you know, getting your feet up under you and working those throws. So.
So when people say it's some indication of what's happening to you at camp, what do you? I mean, what do you say about that?
I just laugh at it. It's you know, I look at them and I laugh at them as always. You know, we're out here working. We're getting after it. We're competing, and that's one of the drills that we were competing. And you know, we actually have a rule in our QB room is that if you miss the board, you know, you have to do some, you know, something funny or something like that. Or miss the net, you have to do something funny. So we've had some competition, you know, in those areas also. So it's just, you know, something fun, something, you know, something competitive. And you know, I was competing, and it was, you know, I missed it, and you know, it was a fake anger that I had that I showed, because you know, that's what, you know, you're competing with your friends, and something like that happens, you give a little, you know, maybe a little, you know, a few words that you may say, or choice words after losing to your buddies.
There's a lot to unpack there. I think it's okay to be angry if it was real, too. The way you get better is by doing what you need to, in the words of Michael Jordan, take that personally, and then improve. So I don't necessarily mind that either. I think it's cool that they have these kind of rules and traditions among the quarterback room. I don't recall hearing stuff like that last year.
I love the way Caleb Williams handled this whole thing, the way he literally laughed it off, like that he was ready for it, that it's the first question and he's already seeming to be desirous of answering the question. I'll say this though, in listening to it from a different perspective, or maybe when I say that, just for like the fifth or sixth time, one of the things that Caleb Williams did tell us very specifically earlier in camp is that he's struggling sometimes with short passes to the left. Remember that he's told us that, and then subsequently we saw him throwing behind guys like literally the next day. This he was throwing to the bottom left corner, as he talked about in this one. So if you want to be conspiracy theory and be like, oh well, that's an area where he's still struggling just a little bit, but obviously it's a completely different thing.
You don't think that there can be parallels drawn?
I mean, that was the exercise, or there was a reason for it, but you know, the fact that it was blown up and turned into something that it was, because I didn't read all the comments. I'm sure it was Caleb Williams sucks, right? Was that the theme of it, I'm assuming, because he was missing those shots? I'm sure that's what it was. And that's the part that's unfair in a drill.
Well, and ultimately, the drill is not an actual game.
Right.
And it's a drill. It's not practice. It's a drill. So those are two different things, in my opinion.
You can point it out.
It's not a padded practice. It's not a 7-on-7. It's a drill.
What I like, honestly, like if I was doing a Bears report, that probably would have been kind of a kicker thing. Like, oh, by the way, you know, Caleb Williams spotted throwing balls and struggled a little bit throwing. You know, even if that at all, you know what I'm saying? Like to me, it's just that's a kicker to the day, as opposed to what it became, a headline.
Well, and I think it says more about how hungry people are to see the Bears and the quarterback in this particular offense. And you're not going to see it on Sunday. That's a big part of this. So the next question is, when are you going to see it? And that's what we're trying to figure out. We also have this from Ben Johnson, who spoke to the Hogan Johns podcast on where he thinks his quarterback has improved the most.
It's really twofold. It's really the same answer for both for me, because we have made immense strides from him hearing the play call and being able to get it out to the rest of the guys and us go. But at the same time, we're not where we need to be. I mean, you saw it just the other day, the delay of games are coming up, and that's something that we have to work through, because I can be a little bit more concise and clear with the play calls to him in those settings. That was our first time on the actual stadium speaker to quarterback, to the green dot deal, and it wasn't quite the same as what we've been doing in practice. And so that's where we're gonna work through that issue, and we're gonna be just fine. But we can't allow the pre-snap stuff to affect what's going on, with whether it's penalties or whether it's we got guys not quite sure of their job assignment, thing like that. So we have made significant strides. We're not ready for prime time quite yet, though.
Man, what's your level of panic or concern or attention when you hear that.
I think that's a truth right there. It's just, he's just being a truth teller at this point. I mean, he's not ready for prime time, and that's actually okay. There's still three preseason games to go. Joint practice today. So you do have time. I'm going to go ahead and make a leap of faith that he's going to clean up that pre-snap stuff, because it is the most basic of basic stuff that he should be able to hammer out. But may I remind you, too, we talked about this the other day, Layla, when Ryan Poles was on the flagship, and I still have it highlighted here in my well-transcribed handwritten notes. Now, this is Ryan Poles. Now, the fundamental piece, the operation, understanding the coverages, that's where we got to get in on this new system. And that part, he just didn't do as much in college. He's got to hit that part and continue to grow and develop and pour his time and energy into that with Ben. Got to close the gap on the football parts of this, because he has the intangibles, the special, which obviously is a football part as well. But now get this stuff down, and then he will be let loose, I feel like.
Talking Bears and Caleb Williams and Bears practice, joint practices today with Mark Grody on the Raheem and Harris Show on 670 The Score. We also remind you that you can call in our next segment. You can go ahead, 312-644-6767. Our Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I agree. I think the bigger concern is this is what has to happen right now in order for this to look better later. This is the solution, and unfortunately, maybe the timing isn't great. Maybe you wanted to be farther along by August 8th. But at the same time, this is what repeating a year looks like.
Yeah.
This is what repeating the grade of development, repeating the rookie season looks like because of what happened last year.
And being under center a lot more. You know, just different demands and, as you said, different calls. So, hey, like I've said all along, it all has to go into the batter when we talk about how we evaluate Caleb Williams. What we see, what we know is not happening, but that also has to be married with last year may have stunted some of his growth, and everything is new and certainly, thankfully, more complicated this year.
Well, and I know we want to take calls in our next segment, but also Dan Weterer got some time with Caleb Williams, similar to what we're going to get, and I think he's been making the rounds. I think that's appropriate. It's cool that he's spreading the ball around, if you will,
yeah,
to the various media outlets. But there's something that Dan asked him about that connects to what you just said, Mark. So I feel like we have to take a break. We'll do it on the other side. But you can also chime in, text us, call us, hang out on Twitch, 312-644-6767. This is a default Bears preseason game day. Let's join in on The Score.
Bears.